Last September 1st, Jacqueline Sullivan buried son Stephen after the family dealt with 20 years of an active kid who turned into someone who died from drug use. Deborah Smith could understand because she buried son Nathaniel 2 weeks later. Frontier teacher Christina Danisco has watched students turn into the focus of wakes. Sullivan says something has to be done individually because nothing fits all.
Addiction is a family disease that affects everyone spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally. The two most common emotions are fear and anxiety. I read an article once that likened the experience to having a loved one critically ill in intensive care and being told that they may not make it. You feel powerless. Every waking moment there is impending doom.
The officials at the informational meeting called by Health and Human Services Committee Chair Lynn Dixon say potentially fatal drugs are everywhere and there aren't enough resources to deal with addicts even when they're actively seeking help. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.